flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI and streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We have covered a variety of topics on the program today. That would include the Celtics last night, who we'll get back to. Gerard Mayo's job security. Bruins have won 3 in a row, 6 out of 8 under Joe Sacco. We'll get back to them as well. Even some Red Sox free agency. But we've dipped into Christmas tree etiquette.
Yeah.
And Keefe's disappointing Christmas tree this year. He's disappointed.
I don't love it. Although, but Billy's kind of talked me up.
Yeah, looking at the pictures, it looks better.
Yeah, it looks like a traditional tree. Yeah, I just wish it was a little bit wider. Yeah,
you just feel a little emasculated by it is all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
take
yeah.
This one. You think this one would fit in the house?
Which one?
The this one guy. Right next to you.
Oh.
This one.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, the one here.
The one you're looking at?
You're literally facing it, yeah.
What are you talking about? Be specific. That would maybe, I'd might have to saw some of the top off, yeah, but I think
so. It's a high ceiling, or a high tree.
Yeah, this is a higher ceiling in here, right? Yeah, yeah. What is this?
I don't know. Just give it a jump.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, this ceiling's higher than my house's ceiling.
We also have gotten just an inordinate amount of feet. I'm guessing from the entire state of Rhode Island. It's a new text line, 617-779-7937. Rhode Island lights up when you criticize Joe Mazzulla, which I haven't done in a while because I like Joe
these days.
But when you used to criticize Mazzulla, the text line would light up with 401 texts. And we are getting more texts about gaggers and hot wieners than I ever would have expected.
Cheeseburger Club.
That guy.
I love that guy. So I'm serious.
I want to know more about the mentality of going to a place called Wienerama for years upon years upon years. Everybody's just raving about the hot wieners.
Doesn't even
and the
like
gaggers
hot dogs.
And the number three. And the guy comes in every day and has a cheeseburger club. I need to know more about the psychology behind that and just what everybody else thinks of that gentleman.
That's incredible.
I need more of that.
Yeah.
But here you go. A wiener, a.k.a. a gagger, is a smaller hot dog with meat sauce.
What?
Hang on.
The other way?
Yeah.
Why would it? What?
I'm just telling you about
what cocktail.
This Rhode Island way.
Sorry, go ahead.
A wiener, a.k.a. a gagger, is a smaller hot dog with meat sauce, onions, mustard, celery salt. Only in Rhode Island. Cooks will put about 10 of them on their arms with plastic guards and create them all at once.
That's best gag is you're going to get around here.
Okay. I am very hesitant to go to the calls.
No, you're not. Let's go. People are the experts on that. I'm naive to this, but it sounds great.
Okay.
I'd even have a cheeseburger club in honor of my guy.
I want to hear from our good buddy JP in North Providence.
Yes.
JP, real quick though, I want to tell you I have an update. I have something I need to tell JP after this, but go ahead, JP.
Hey, Keith and Jones, I'll go quick and then I have a quick question about home cooking. But so gaggers are because you get them at 2 a.m, you come out of a club in Providence, you go to Oniville Wieners, and you go to Santoro's. If you get them all the way, they've got the onions, they've been known to gag you because they've got so much on you. The meat inside, to this day, I'm 65, nobody knows what's inside of a wiener. It could be anything. It could be vegan. It could be meat.
That's
we don't know. You just have them.
Wieners.
Also, the guy making them puts them on his left arm in the summer. No guard over the years. Rolls them up the arm, and we'll line up 10 up the arm, and you take them that way. They wrap them up. Coffee milk is what you drink with it. Not Coke, because the carbon will gag you with the onions. Coffee milk, unique
coffee.
To Rhode Island.
Coffee milk?
It's
I like coffee
of
milk.
Like a Yoo-Hoo.
That sounds
it's like
good.
A Yoo-Hoo. It's
you ever had a coffee
milk?
I think
okay.
I have. Coffee milk's great.
I like a coffee milk.
Yeah, maybe a taste test. On
we actually have another Key for Madness in the holster about strawberry milk, if you're in on that.
I don't want to cross the streets today.
Do they wrap them in duct tape?
Fire.
Yeah, good question. So
the fanatic comes out.
JP, you have a home cooking thing you need to bring up?
Three all the way.
Well, you guys were talking about gifts yesterday. If you do Yankee pot, the this or that.
Swap.
I'm wondering if the missus, when she was young, ever got an Easy Bake Oven for a gift. That might explain a lot of the things that in your household for the cupcakes.
Let me tell you, I was.
All right, JP's the one that always brings
always brings us up. No, I
your
actually,
wife put what glass inside of a cupcake
in the middle of the pandemic.
Yeah,
my wife got into baking.
Okay, we all found hobbies.
Emphasis on got into it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, she served me a cupcake that had piece of glass
had
in it.
Had glass in it.
And the theory at the time on the old night show
trying
was
to
she
you.
Was trying to, yeah, she was sick of me in
I
the pandemic.
I don't know if that's a theory as much as fact.
I was doing radio shows daily out of our home. She was not a fan of it.
So
and
she's
she,
like, I'm going to give him a glass.
She attempted to off me.
Cupcake.
Yeah. All
right.
So I actually got some flack about this at my family Thanksgiving. My uncle said I maybe should not indulge in this story as much as I do. Is going to get me in trouble with my home life.
True.
Much like Keith saying his
Who's
wife.
Who's going to have their wives more mad at them by the end of the
his
day?
His wife spray painted the hutch.
She hand painted the hutch. We all know that.
Now, I don't know if Kathleen is listening right now, but we did have another close call with something she served at the Jones household.
What, recently?
Yes. My wife's also taken up sewing recently.
Oh, that's good.
Not pandemic related.
So now she's sewing.
She's taken up sewing. We had friends over.
She make you like a hat?
No.
Like a mitten?
We had friends over the other weekend.
Sure.
She served a nice charcuterie board. We got friends over.
Oh,
let's
yeah.
Put,
cheeses.
Let's put on airs.
Meats.
Cheeses.
Crackers.
Meats, the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know what else is on that cheese board?
Glass.
A sewing needle.
What? Somebody put it on their cracker. Made a little sandwich.
My friend
and
Lisa
they ate
knows,
a needle.
I think there's a sewing needle on this cheese board. I go, cat.
That's not good. That could do some damage, I think. Now that's a trip to the ER.
So now there's a trend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now she's trying to kill me or our friends who came in from out of town. Take over their lives.
Matt in the Twitch chat, needle in the cheese. Needle right in the cheese.
Again, don't. That's not for a work computer. But so, that's
man.
Now there's a trend of this in my home.
Scary.
In front of, I would say strangers, but they're not strangers. In front of other people.
You know people, these people.
Yes. Outsiders.
Not strangers in your house.
No, outsiders. We don't have a lot of people.
That is terrifying.
So, yeah. In a related story, Keith, you want to come over for the Keith family? Can come over for dinner.
No,
anytime you guys want.
No.
Lanny?
You can zoom in.
Nick?
Sure, why not?
Have you heard about this, Billy? The needles
and glass. Just pick out the glass out and you
right, exactly. Pick out the sewing needle.
So you know what I'll bring over? As it's always nice to bring things to like,
the,
when you go.
Sword?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Cheeseburger club.
I missed
my club. Famous cheeseburger club.
Yeah, Keith makes a great cheeseburger.
That's right.
So there you go. I don't even know. Could we even air that whole JP in North Providence? I don't even know if we can air
most of it. Like some of it, it's like Rhode Island lingo that I don't necessarily understand.
I don't even know if most of that was allowed.
But that's what we're doing.
By the FCC.
Best gag is you're going to get around here. I haven't had a wiener in the past 3 months.
We should. We should do. Somebody said we should do a remote show from the Wienerama. I mean, at this point, who's talking more about the Wienerama than us?
Nobody. Nobody.
I'd do a show down there. I'd be the one idiot eating the cheeseburger club. Everybody else would be having hot wieners.
Try a hot wiener. No.
Yeah.
I heard about this cheeseburger club.
Look, we don't have that.
Javier makes a mean cheeseburger club from
was.
What I've heard.
Yeah. We don't serve that here.
Like, all right.
Okay. Fair enough.
So you can jump in. 617-779-7937. Can you, what else do they like besides the cheeseburger club? You can, somebody referenced this. I think it was Dice on the Twitch chat. Joe Mazzulla, what's your theory when it comes to offense for the Boston Celtics?
Three all the way.
That is. That really is.
Yeah, that's checks
Joe Mazzulla
out.
Theory.
Yeah.
They hit a bunch of threes.
The more the merrier. Yeah, no, they did. They hit a bunch.
They hit a bunch of threes last night, Keith. And so I left that game last night after it's over. I wasn't there. But I'm done watching it. And I'm left wondering if there are better team than they were a year ago.
Yeah.
They are now 18-4. Last year they were 15-4. They lost their 20th game. They're trending ahead of last year's pace. They're trending for 67 wins. They are again off to a great start.
similar to 08-09, that doesn't guarantee anything. The 08 Celtics were great. The 09 Celtics started even better. Injuries caught up to them. They were an older team. The Lakers were also getting better as well, if you want to draw an analogy to other teams improving this offseason. So it's not a guarantee of anything, Keith. But I do wonder if they're a better team than they were a year ago. You made the point about Mazzulla being a better coach. Great point.
Yep.
Tatum could be the MVP, which he wasn't a year ago. I don't know if he's appreciably better, but you're the MVP versus not being the MVP. Pritchard is better. I think they're a better team than a year ago, which guarantees nothing, but we were worried about them being lackadaisical or resting on their laurels or what, however you want to describe it. They're not. They look better than they looked a year ago.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's worse. Like, that's what's really impressive. And part of it is, you know, two of your best players are in their prime. You know, you have two guys that are a little bit older, but I don't think Horford or Drew Holiday are way worse than they were a year ago. Like, those were the two guys you had on the championship team that were past their sort of NBA primes. But everybody else, like Derek White in his prime, Porzingis, if he's on the court, is in his prime. And then guys like Pritchard and Hauser, I think, are both better this year than they were a year ago. They all fit well together. They know what their roles are. So, yeah, I think the team is better. I mean, they're currently on pace to win a few more games. So, like, whatever. Even if they win less games, they can still be better come playoff time. They could be a more difficult out. But, yeah, I think you got to like what you've seen so far out of this team. And them and everybody else is about injuries. But they're so deep that it also comes down to, man, if you're the Cavs or the Knicks, you kind of need two injuries, like maybe three. Like, we've seen this team play enough games without one guy or without even two guys, and they're still really tough. So it's not even one injury that's going to knock them off course.
Yeah, so this would be another takeaway from last night. I think they could win an early round in the postseason without Tatum. Based on how Jaylen Brown looked last night and how Jaylen Brown looked in the Eastern Conference Final and NBA Finals a year ago. And I would say they can lean on Jaylen on nights where Tatum doesn't have it. And I think last night would be proof of that. They didn't need Tatum at all. He wasn't out there. He wasn't playing. And Jaylen Brown dominated early by scoring. 9 assists last night. Good floor game. And
this is also the knock on Tatum for MVP. I know it's a separate conversation, but if they can win the East without him, now I know that's going kind of far, but like maybe they could. That sort of hurts. Whereas, like, if you took Jokic off the Nuggets, they make the playoffs?
No, probably not.
Yeah.
But so that does work against Tatum, rather.
For that.
I just wonder, Tatum would need to miss a lot of games for that to be relevant to me. Like, he'd need to miss a stretch of 10 games or 15 games. You can't just miss a Tatum plays 80 games a year. So 78 games a year, whatever it is.
I don't think we're going to see it, but we're just sort of like projecting out. Like, if they played a 7-game series, everybody's healthy but Tatum, and they played the Knicks, I think I'm still picking the Celtics.
Oh, I would take the Knicks there. But I would take a team
like Atlanta or Brooklyn, or teams like that.
If they were without Tatum. But I just think if you got a stretch where Jaylen carried them, that would hurt Tatum.
Got it.
No MVP voter, I don't think, is going to remember a one-off game on December 4th against the Pistons.
True.
Now, we were just discussing tying up some loose ends from Kiefer Madness.
Yeah, we're trying.
Chris and Narragansett is the individual who bought the Wienerama. Am I understanding?
Is that right?
Am I understanding the subject line properly? Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're great.
We're doing great. You bought the Wienerama?
Yeah, definitely not Narragansett. I got to set the record straight. And yeah, I've got my partner on the line.
Okay.
What's going on, guys?
What's
Eric,
up?
How are you?
Hello.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
Not too much.
Did you guys just hear yourselves in the news story? Did you hear yourselves in the news story we were playing earlier? Like,
my phone was blowing up. Yeah.
50 people text us. They're like, you got to get on. EII right now that's talking about you. So, yeah, first thing, we're from Western Cranston. We can't be confused being from Narragansett.
Got it.
Well, that's what my subject line says here. But, West Cranston. A good hot wiener. I hear you make a good cheeseburger club as well. people are very excited about the Wienerama coming back.
Yeah, and to tie it in even better, I went to high school with Joe Mazzulla. Mazzulla graduated from Hendrickson in 06. I graduated from Hendrickson from 05. So Joe Mazzulla, big Wienerama fan. Big fan.
Well, now, not to give away all the product, but is it free hot wieners for Joe Mazzulla? I mean, he is an NBA champion.
Yeah.
Joe Mazzulla definitely gets a free hot weenie. Okay. Definitely gets three all the way.
Three all the way. Yeah, okay, we've heard a lot about this. Chris, we're gonna pop it back on hold. I want to get some more information.
We want to do something,
Chris. But yeah, Chris,
we want this sounds delicious.
We want to get some things done with Wienerama coming up. Can we get something done with you guys?
Yeah, of course, absolutely.
Okay, well let's pop it back on hold.
Thanks for calling in.
Let's work out some more details so we can get more information here out of Chris. But the Wienerama Wednesdays on Jones and Keefe, something like this. Maybe we can get our good pal Joe Mazzulla. Maybe we can get our good pal Joe Mazzulla in there as well.
I love hot wieners.
Let's get more information out of Chris. And who was
Shake
it? Chris
him down.
Chris and Eric. I keep saying Chris because it's the only name I can see.
Did you see E from Brockton in the Twitch chat? Two guys, one phone.
My conference called in.
Yeah, no, that's good technology.
They have good technology there. I agree. But so okay, yeah. Let's if Joe
Mazzulla's, I'm good with it. Like if would you be open to the? I don't want to get the cart before the horse, as they say.
Yeah.
We have D'Angelo's on Tuesdays.
Yeah,
we
yeah,
love that.
No,
we
it can't be a Tuesday.
We eat those subs like crazy.
Yeah.
If we had Wiener Wednesday and every Wednesday we just ate wieners.
Hot wieners.
Would you be in for that?
Yeah.
I'd be in for that.
I mean, unless I'm eating the Cheeseburger Club.
Well, I would say every once in a while they can throw a curveball at us and give us the
Cheeseburger Club.
You know, and then once you get that, then things are changing. But that's good stuff. Those guys hear this story. A bunch of people hit them up on it.
That's good. Good. Wienerama's back. In case you haven't heard,
people are fired up about it.
It's ringing out like you read about.
Three all the way. Light on the onion. Side of fries. I'm good.
Yeah, I would be good with that too. Okay,
sounds like a good
one.
But
really, we're just trying to warm our way into more free lunch. That's really what we're doing.
Pretty much.
Okay, well that's good.
There's no shame in that.
It's good for us.
Yep.
Good for Wienerama.
Text.
Which?
Great interview.
I can't.
I don't know if they wanted something or what, but
I'll be honest, I'm not the most well versed in Wienerama outside of that news feature.
Well, we learned a bit earlier.
Yeah.
We learned quite a bit.
And I was a little caught off guard when it said Chris from Wienerama is on
great
line one.
Wow, you guys are like Howard Stern. Great interview. Got a lot out of him there. Can
really?
We listen back to that on the Odyssey
just,
app?
Yeah, man. You know what? We can review for sure.
Tune in tomorrow.
But no, we just wanted the gentleman's contact info so we can get some free wieners.
Oh, my God.
That's really all. Okay. Gaggers, as they're known.
That's great.
617-779-7937. Jump in line here on Jones and Keefe. We have the clip du jour coming up. We'll see what WEEI Afternoons has on the way at 2 o'clock. Billy Lanny with all the latest in trending. And when we come back, it's time for Grab Bag.
Best gag is you're going to get around here.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
It's back-to-back wins for the Celtics after last night's 131-20 victory over the Pistons at the TD Garden. C's homestand continues tomorrow night when the Celtics host the Bucks. Sources tell ESPN that Bucks forward Chris Middleton will make his season debut tomorrow night. The Bruins are on a three-game winning streak after their 4-2 win over the Blackhawks in Chicago last night. The Bees are now off until Saturday afternoon when they welcome the Blackhawks to the TD Garden. Week 14 in the NFL begins with a Thursday night football matchup between the Packers and Lions. Kickoff is at 8:15. You can hear the call of the game right here on 93.7 WEEI FM with Westwood One's coverage beginning at 7:30. And today, beginning at 3 p.m. on WEEI AM 850, you can catch the calls of the MIAA High School Football Championship games live from Gillette Stadium. First up, it's Division 4 matchup between Duxbury and Scituate, followed by the Division 1 championship game between Xaverian and Needham, and finally it's Catholic Memorial versus King Philip Regional for the Divisional 2 championship. And be sure to tune in tomorrow at 3 p.m. for the Division 8, Division 5, and Division 3 championship games. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance.
On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.